The Exciting Exploits of an Effervescent Elf, the Fabled Forest series, written by Tricia Shigerik and narrated by Karin Gilfrey.
"Now to business," said Donald. "Are you certain that you have talked to everyone, Cheats?" A hurt expression crossed Cheats's face as he told Donald,
"Of course I'm sure. Cheats is the smartest elf in the forest. You know how you can tell?"
"Yes, yes," sighed Donald. He had heard it 100 times before. "Bigger ears," interrupting, Cheats continued.
"The better to hear with."
Cheats wiggled his generous ears. Then he pointed to his rather large feet.
"Bigger feet, better to run with. Bigger brains."
"Yes, I know, cried Donald. "Better to think with. So get those brains of yours working and find Emma." "I'm off. We'll meet back here later." Donald rushed out of the clearing, right past Emma. Emma jumped up and waved, but Donald continued by her as if she were invisible. Cheats began to follow him. He took a few steps and stopped, frozen in shock. There was Emma right before his eyes. Cheats did a backward somersault, stood up, rubbed his eyes, looked at Emma, and rubbed his eyes again.
"Emma?"
exclaimed Cheats.
"Who?"
called Stare.
"Emma!"
yelled Cheats, jumping up and down.
"Emma, it's really you!"
Cheats ran over to Emma.
"What happened? What are you doing in there? Emma! Emma! Can you hear me?"
Cheats put both his hands behind his large ears and pointed them at Emma. Why couldn't he hear her?
"You cannot hear her, senor," said Patsy, giggling mischievously. "But she can hear you."
Turning to the spider, Cheats looked Patsy up and down.
"Who are you?"
Patsy continued to knit new strands for her web. She munched bugs from a basket by her side.
"I'm Patsy, the banana spider," she replied.
"Who?"
asked Stare.
"I'm Patsy, Senor Owl," repeating herself.
"Don't. If you keep answering Stare, we'll be here all day,"
Cheats explained.
"Who are you, little green niño?"
Patsy asked.
"I'm Cheats."
"What are you?"
"Cheats is an elf."
"So, are you and Donald brothers?" she asked.
"No, Cheats is not a fairy."
Cheats sneered at the very thought that he would be mistaken for a fairy.
"Really? And what makes you so different, por favor?"
"Cheats is an elf. Bigger feet to run faster."
Cheats ran very fast across the clearing and leapt into the air, and in a whirl of green stars and fireworks flew back to Patsy.
"Bigger ears, the better to hear with."
Cheats wiggled his ears at Patsy.
"And bigger brain, the better to think with."
Cheats scrunched up his face and thought very hard. Little puffs of smoke came out of Cheats's ears. The elf studied the spider.
"Hey, where did you come from anyway? I've never seen you in our forest before."
"I came in on a load of bananas, silly, on a big ship out of Rio de Janeiro. That's in Brazil," she replied. "Liked what I saw, so I decided to stay. Your bugs, they are particularly tasty here in this forest. Not like el cucurachas at home. They are large and tough to chew. I wonder why that is. Could it be the sun at this latitude? Perhaps the water..."
"I don't care why the bugs are better. You must release my friend at once,"